USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Dayton, Ohio say Sunday's mass shooter brought large amounts of ammo, but was killed by police before he could use it. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal talking about the ammo and casings they picked up.
If all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
Following the shooting in Dayton and El Paso, Texas, President Trump addresses the nation and says we need to reform mental health laws.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The GOP candidate for Kansas's 3rd congressional district is facing criticism from the left over her appearance. Progressive political activist Elizabeth Arnold recently tweeted, "Do you think it's a coincidence that Republicans are recruiting attractive young women to run for office?" While speaking on Fox News, Sarah Hart Weir, that candidate, responds,
"They're sexist, and this isn't just an attack against me. It's not just an attack against Republican women. This is an attack against women everywhere."
A hardware retail giant is laying off thousands of workers. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers as that home improvement chain tries to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. According to the Journal, Lowe's workers who are losing their jobs include those who put together grills and wheelbarrows.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
For the second time in less than a week, a pilot thought he could fly while he was drunk. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Newark, New Jersey was canceled after two pilots were arrested on suspicion of being intoxicated, according to officials with United Airlines and Scottish Police. The men, ages 61 and 45, have been arrested and remain in police custody pending a court hearing on Tuesday, August 6th.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety representative. He's also a current pilot. Regarding alcohol and flying a plane, he tells Fox News,
"General rule is 8 hours bottle to throttle is what they call it.
So you have to wait 8 hours?
No drinking 8 hours prior to the flight. So what probably might have happened is in the bar the night before, 10 hours before, and had a little bit too much. And then they get the breathalyzer when they show up, and they're still over the .04 limit."
And as far as how the FAA regulates this, he says,
"Well, every 6 months a pilot has to get a physical, an airline pilot. So if a doctor suspects something, there might be, a test. But typically the airline will do spot checks. So if a pilot shows up, he might get a random drug and alcohol screen. It's pretty much just randomly generated by a computer system. And that's typically the only test for alcohol in the system."
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.